Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Friday, November 26th. Today on Forbes, technology employees risk pay and benefits to push for change, and in many cases, it's working. When Raksha Muthukumar quit her software engineering job on the search team at Google last summer, it was a decision that had been brewing in her mind for some time. She had joined the company in October 2018 after graduating from Georgia Tech, just in time to experience some of Google's most tumultuous years. Muthukumar says she participated in Google's global walkout in the end of 2018 when 20,000 Googlers left their desks for a day to protest how the company handled sexual harassment cases. Then the pandemic happened, and Muthukumar found herself wanting to do more. After George Floyd's death, she became a jail support volunteer, helping arrested protesters make bail or get a ride home. She sent out a list of links and resources for police reform groups to Google coworkers in case they wanted to donate, one of which included a GoFundMe page with anti-police language. A team member reported her to Human Resources, which warned her not to do it again. Muthukumar left in June 2021 to work for Yaya Network, a nonprofit that helps train and support youth activists. She says, quote, "My work was feeling superficial. I would go do jail support and help 10 people. Then I'm at work where I'm doing a micro tweak on the UX or something, and maybe a lot of people will see that, but the big picture-ness of my work was dissolving as the world felt like it was getting worse." Muthukumar is among a wave of young technology employees who are becoming increasingly activist about their company's stances on hiring, diversity, social justice, and a range of other issues, from work for government agencies to policies on geopolitical issues, including censorship in China. While the most high-profile example may be Frances Haugen, a former data scientist at Facebook, who leaked tens of thousands of internal documents to highlight practices she found objectionable at the social media giant, the movement spans most of the largest U.S. technology companies and appears to be growing. Dissenting employees now number in the thousands and work at companies including Google, Facebook, Apple, and Netflix. Many say they are willing to risk losing high-paying jobs, benefits, and stability to fight for what they perceive to be inequalities in the workplace and inequities in their employers' missions. In some cases, tech companies are being forced to change their stances or messaging after messy public controversies provoked by their own rest of workers. For full coverage, check out Angel Au Young's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.